Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Here's a song for the dreamers that will make sense in a moment. Track from The Moon and the Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers, a new album from Valerie June. June had mostly finished the record at the start of 2020, but a delayed release gave her time to add some finishing touches, and the result is a diverse collection of songs that go straight to the soul. Rolling Stone says of June, she has never sounded more fully and thrillingly herself. And for the second week in a row, she is the number one spot on the Americana Radio Airplay albums chart. Next Tuesday, Valerie June will also publish her first book called Maps for the Modern World. In the introduction, June describes the collection of poetry and illustrations as, quote, a laboratory of poetic experiments in the alchemy of life. And she joins me now to talk about both of these projects. Valerie June, hi.
Hello, Allison. Thanks for having me.
We are so glad to have you on the show today. You know, we do a minute of meditation at the top of this show every day. And the second album on your track is called Stay Meditation. And I know, like, finding your quiet time is important to you. You once said your bathtub is your office. So how does clearing your mind help you as a songwriter?
Well, clearing my mind, it opens up the portal and the space for the songs to come. As long as I am able to just see the world in a magical light, and even if it's heavy and it feels dark, still always knowing that I have this light in my heart, as long as I'm able to see that and feel that with my core, then I think I keep the door for creativity to come into my whole sphere, into everything I'm doing. It's not just in songs, it's in dance, it's in poems, it's in drawing, it's in whatever way I can feel like I'm connecting with that other world, you know?
Yeah, you've said that the act of making music, it could be spiritual for you. So what is that experience of songwriting like? Is it something that you have to, you sit down, you think, okay, I'm going to be quiet and see what comes to me? Or are you a person who's always making notes on your phone or scraps of paper?
Well, songwriting usually occurs while I'm doing other things. So I'll be gardening, I'll be cooking dinner, I'll be folding clothes, I'll be taking a walk and driving a car, and I hear a song. I don't know where it comes from. I call that the ether, the other world, the spirit realm. I don't know what to call it. Patti Smith calls it different things, and, you know, different other musicians call it different things. But we all know that it's isn't here. It's coming from somewhere else. It's bigger than us. We're just the vessel for it. So that's kind of how I live, is trying to have my life be a mantra and a meditation. As I'm doing things, just connect with that space, that other world, that other space, while I'm here in this body, while I'm in this physical world.
Now, I've read that some of the songs in this album were from a back catalog, but you have more than 100 songs, and then you whittled it down to 50, and then you whittled it down again. How did you decide what songs would be on this particular release? What were you listening for? What were you looking for?
Well, the way that I decided was just by going into the studio with my musicians after I got it down to 50, being in the room with them that day and kind of having a top 10 to 15 and feeling their energy and saying, okay, guys, today this is the song we're going to play. And recording those songs and listening to them again and again and trying to decide, is this one for this record? And after having that time, and I have beautiful New York musicians that I love and I've met over the course of years. There's Gregory Zorich on the drums, Dave Sherman playing that barroom piano that you just heard opening the song Stay, Dan Ayeed and Jason DiMatteo. I mean, these guys are incredible. And so we have this connection that's built over, like, I guess I've been in New York for 9 years. And it's just such a beautiful thing to share my singer-songwriter songs with them and for us to add the colors to them.
Yeah, your accent, though, is not a New York accent.
No! I'm still a Tennessean, too, you know. I always kept my apartment in Brooklyn because it's so much easier when you're a touring artist to fly into Manhattan or New York and get off the plane and go wash clothes and relax than it is to take two or three flights to get to Memphis, Nashville, then drive to my little small rural town where I live in Tennessee. So that's my place where I go back for sitting by the pond, for listening to the birds, for listening to the bullfrogs, for eating my mom's cooking. That's where the garden is that I do each year, too.
So is that Humboldt?
It is. It's Humboldt, Tennessee. It's such a little small town. It's about 8,000 people. And, I mean, it's right down the road from Nutbush, which is where Tina Turner was from. It's about 30 minutes from her.
Now, your dad worked to bring concerts into town. How did that influence your musical education? What were you listening to around the house?
Well, growing up, we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. So there was a lot of gospel music. And it wasn't with a band or anything. It was only voices, all a cappella. And so we all sang. There's five of us kids. And we just sang around the house constantly. We'd sing gospel songs, folk songs, anything like that. But nobody played an instrument. We just used our voices as instruments. And my dad always had a stereo hooked up, whether it was in his car or in the house, and he'd be bumping soul, R&B, anything that was popular on the African-American radio station. So I got that from being with him, got gospel from going to church, and I got country just from growing up in rural Tennessee and going to my grandmother's Highway 45 Church Christ Church and being around all these country old black folks. And listening to country music. If you go to Walmart or the grocery store or Kroger or anywhere, they're going to be playing country music in Jackson and Humboldt.
My guest is Valerie June. Her new album is called The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. Let's listen to another track from the album. This one is called Fallen. When did this song come to you?
This came when I was living in Memphis. It's about 15 years old. And many of the songs are over the course of the last couple of decades I've been writing these songs. So it's a very old song on a very new record.
Here's Valerie June, Fallen.
Falling out of love with love, placing all else above, well, I am willing to let go of a never mind. Whistle of the engine blows, saying everybody knows, only thing can't be replaced is time. Falling out of love with love, all the things you're dreaming of, towers touch the dusty ground, fell without the slightest sound. I am willing to let go of what's never mine.
That's Fallen by Valerie June. So Valerie, it says on the liner notes, engineered by Valerie June at Tiny Stones in Memphis. Does that mean that was you all by your lonesome working on that one?
It was. That was my very first experience using my computer, GarageBand, to record a song years ago.
The name of the album is The Moon and Stars, Prescription for Dreamers. My guest is Valerie June. We're going to take a quick break, but after the break, we'll talk about teaming up with producer Jack Splash and the great singer Carla Thomas. This is All of It. This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest this hour is Valerie June. We're having a listening party for her new release, The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. So, Valerie, you teamed up with producer Jack Splash. He's worked with Alicia Keys, Kendrick, John Legend, Katy Perry, Missy Elliott. How did you end up working with him on this album, and how did he help you out as a performer?
Wow, meeting Jack Splash over a cup of tea out in L.A. as I was doing a producer search was one of the best days of the past few years. I left him, he gave me this book of poetry, and believe it or not, it was written by the fabulous musician Sun Ra. It's called The Immeasurable Equation, and once I read that book, I picked it up and opened it and couldn't stop, and I knew Jack was the one I wanted to work with on this record.
What was it about him? What was it
about
that conversation?
It's the way he sees the world and the way he sees music. I knew I wanted to do something that was multi-galaxies, multi-dimensional, other eras and timeless in its quality and just going to those other worlds we talked about. And I knew from being with him in that conversation that he was going to be able to do that. And also from listening to all of the music that he's produced for other artists, from Tank and the Bangas to St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Alicia Keys, Kendrick Lamar. He knows no genre boundaries. And he's a totally free kind of mindset in his way of being able to, like, sculpt and arrange and produce songs. And so he brought the best musicians and people to the table too. Lester Snell from Memphis, who I should have known after living there for a decade. He arranged all the strings on the record, and that's because of Jack. Jack brought these people that were so amazing and inspiring to the table. It's just wonderful. And he's also an awesome musician. He didn't just like produce, he plays on some songs too. He joined the band, so I love that.
Another artist featured on the album is Carla Thomas, and she's prominent in the history of Memphis soul and deeply into the Memphis music scene. She's on this short spoken word track called African Proverb, and it comes right in front of a song called Call Me a Fool. She's on both of them. Should we play it first or talk about it first? Your choice.
Play it.
Let's play it. All right, let's do it. African Proverb and Call Me a Fool.
Only a fool teth the depth of the water with both feet.
Call me a fool. Call me a fool. Play hard for lonely heart.
Valerie, did the proverb come first? Did the song come first? Which one came first?
The song came first, and if you know Carla Thomas's work, which everybody does, even if they don't realize they do, mm-hmm. she did a song called What a Fool I've Been. And I love that song so much. So after I had recorded the song with my band and Jack Splash and these incredible musicians, I knew that I wanted to have Carla guest sing with me on it. So that's how it all happened. And there's a guy in Memphis named Boo Mitchell who knew her and knew how to get in touch with her. And so he got her, and we booked a studio time at Royal Studios, his studio there, and went in and captured it. And she is the queen of Memphis soul, but she's also the fairy godmother of my record.
Now, you were nearly done with the album as early as last January. So you think you finished it, and then you have all this time. We all have all this time. How did you think about changing it? How did you come about thinking about going in and re-listening and rethinking parts of it?
Well, that's such a great question, because we did hit the pandemic toward the middle and end of March. And I had way more time than I thought I would have to actually sequence the record and really question the songs. Like I said, when I receive songs, they just come, and I don't necessarily know what they mean. So I was able to listen back time and time again and really understand that these songs are powerful dreamers, journeys, prescriptions, and that they are like a concept for dreamers. Like, both Carla and I being from Memphis, one of the planet's most powerful dreamers was shot and assassinated there. That's Dr. King. He's the most powerful known to the planet. And so I am the dreamer, and I'm still looking at the world last year especially and seeing all the things we were facing with systemic racism and injustice and ways we need to heal and grow. And all of that popped up to the surface, and I go back to Dr. King's dream, and I say to myself, well, why aren't we there yet? But I also look at my life and my dedication to being a dreamer, and I understand that dreams take time, and I understand that they're bigger than an individual. And so what has kept me going along my path? It's been listening to songs. It's been going to art museums. It's been reading poems. That has given me strength. Aretha singing Respect, or Sam Cooke singing A Change Is Gonna Come, that's kept me along my dreamer's journey. And so these are my ways to keep people inspired, to keep people's hearts open, and to give them my form of prescriptions for their hearts, because we need more dreamers, and we need more people believing in the power of great change, and that is real. And that's where our light lies. Our strength lies in that inner power. It's something people can't take from us. And I got a song on this record called Smile, because I began to see this old black woman sitting on the porch of a sharecropping house. And she had fought. She had been a slave. She had fought. She had pushed. She had done everything she could. And the world was still pushing against her. And she was watching people be hosed down in the streets, fighting for the civil rights movement along with John Lewis, who we lost last year. And she just started smiling. And in that smile, she knew that her joy and her love of life and her positivity was something that could not ever be taken. I don't care how many people try to beat you and put you down and keep you in a box. It can't be taken. Mm-hmm. And so there's power there. And so these songs have that kind of strength and light. They have that kind of power to ignite your strength inside, because we got pretty whooped last year, all of us. So how are we coming back? It's spring. Are we coming back like, yeah, we can create the world that John Lennon was singing about when he sang the song Imagine? You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Or are we coming back like, well, it's out of my hands. We see the only way that change can come. I believe it comes in each individual's heart. It's within us.
Somebody really needed to hear that today. I'm so glad you said that. My guest is Valerie June. Before I let you go, you are releasing a book of poetry next Tuesday called Maps of a Modern World. Would you read one of your poems for us?
I will, and this poem is called Right Angle. You will wonder why you ever cried, why you ever felt the pain, when you realize nothing here can die, only growing ever change. And the mind can't comprehend this thought, step beyond it, truth will reign. Then you'll laugh at how most things rational from this angle are so strange.
Why did you want to publish a book of poetry, Valerie?
Well, I received these poems after my father started to pass, and mm-hmm. I collected so many of them that I was like, well, I guess I have a book. And with the help of many friends, I was able to meet a publisher, Andrews McMeel, and they helped me to share it. But I do believe in the power of creativity. I believe that each person in their life, you have a gift and you have a purpose, and that whatever way you can be creative, whether it's cooking, dancing, drawing, singing, like sleeping sometimes, I dream songs, whatever it is, you should do that and share your light and your positivity. Now, do you have to be Maya Angelou and at the top of the poetry world? No, but if you got some good that you're so sweet that's going to lift somebody up, then you need to share it. That's how I feel about creativity. Even if you don't share it with the world, do it for you, because it will keep you uplifted.
The name of the poetry book is Maps of the Modern World. The album is The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. The last track on the album is Starlight, Ethereal Silence. The credit is Birdsong, Tennessee Sunset Birds. It's not exactly a song. Why was this the best way to end your record? We may slide it up underneath you when we're talking.
Well, don't we all agree that birds are literally the best singers that the planet has? They have so many beautiful notes that they hit. And then, this is all recorded from my Tennessee home. I went out every day last year, and I just recorded the bird song. And you'll hear the cicadas of the south starting to creep in there. And as the sun went down, you'll hear the bullfrogs creeping in. So nature and music is everywhere.
The name of the album is The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. Valerie June, you are a delight. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I love NYC. Thank you.
That's the final track from the album The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers, from Valerie June.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.